Could the AI bubble be on the verge of popping? And if it does, will we see a repeat of what we saw in 1999 and 2000 when the dot-com bust happened? This is data that you need to understand. And to answer this question, we're going to start by looking at one company, NVIDIA. NVIDIA is the leader of the AI bubble, and you can see their stock price is up 1500% the last 5 years. It went from $12 a share 3 years ago to over $200 a share today. And as a result, NVIDIA has now become the first company to reach a $5 trillion valuation. They're the most valuable company of all time right now. And the way NVIDIA is emblematic of this AI bubble is that they sell the chips and GPUs that the big hyperscaler companies like Google and Amazon use in their AI services. And when we look at the data, we can see that NVIDIA's revenue growth has started to slow. And this is something that could be a signal that the AI bubble is popping. And if this AI bubble pops, it could have a massive implication on the economy. Because right now, about one third of GDP growth comes from the sale of these chips and the building of these data centers. An astronomical level of our economic growth right now, according to data put together by Apollo, comes from data center construction. It contributed 1 percentage point to GDP growth in the first quarter of 2025. That's the highest level all time in GDP contribution from investment in IT equipment. The only time we saw anything similar was the 1999-2000 dot-com bubble. Additionally, we can see a Harvard economist said that without data centers, GDP growth was only 0.1% in the first half of 2025, and we can see that this AI bubble is driving stock valuations to their second highest level of all time in 2025 after the dot-com bubble in 2000, according to the Case-Shiller cyclically adjust according to the Shiller cyclically adjusted PE ratio. So what we have here is a setting on our economy in late 2025 where an outsized share of the growth in spending, the growth in GDP, and the growth in wealth is coming from the AI boom. The AI boom seems to be fundamentally fueling the economic growth at the end of this year. And one has to ask the question, if the bubble were to pop, would we see the house of cards all of a sudden start to fall? And if this house of cards falls, how much would the stock market go down? How much would the unemployment rate go up? How much would your 401k go down? And what should you do to prepare for this if it happens? I'm going to tell you all about that in this video. But first, I want to address the counterpoint here. A lot of people say that we are not in an AI bubble. If you talk to a lot of people in tech, they say that AI is a revolutionary technology that's a game changer on par with the internet that's going to drive efficiency and productivity growth in the economy and the country for years to come. And one of the main things that actually supports this claim is this amazing graph I just pulled, everyone? This graph shows NVIDIA's quarterly revenue. So remember, folks, NVIDIA is kind of emblematic of this AI bubble. They're selling the chips and the GPUs to the companies that are implementing all the AI technologies and building the data centers. NVIDIA's revenue has gone from 6 to 7 billion in 2023 per quarter to over 46 billion a quarter in 2025. So literally, NVIDIA's revenue growth has 7x'd the last 3 years. This is legitimate money and cash that NVIDIA is earning, and it's why they are now the most valuable company in the world. Annualized, they're doing almost 170 to 180 billion in revenue a year. At the same time, NVIDIA's income has also skyrocketed. NVIDIA was doing 1 to 2 billion in quarterly income in 2021, 2022. They're now doing 26 billion in quarterly income in 2025. So literally, NVIDIA's income and earnings has 10x'd. Again, this is real cash that NVIDIA is earning, and there's real demand for chips. There's real demand to build data centers. So those who are bullish on AI would look at these charts and say, "Hey, this is proof that this is actually real." Because if you go back to the dot-com bubble, everyone, one thing that was happening in the dot-com bubble in the late 90s was that a lot of the companies with the big valuations weren't actually making any money. They weren't actually earning revenue. They weren't earning income. In contrast, today, the companies involved in the AI bubble are all massively profitable. NVIDIA selling the chips to Google, Amazon, Meta, who's building the data centers and implementing the technology. All these companies are massively profitable and they're booking big revenue growth year over year. So that's the logic of supporting that maybe this bubble has room to grow. However, we need to look at an alarming statistic that I found, everyone. And this statistic suggests that, even though the revenue growth of these companies is going up, and NVIDIA especially, there could be problems. And that statistic is that roughly 70 to 80% of NVIDIA's revenue comes from a handful of companies. This handful of companies is called hyperscalers, and it's companies like Google, Amazon, Meta, OpenAI, and Oracle. NVIDIA basically has like 5 to 7 big customers right now that are a disproportionate share of their revenue. And so when you start thinking of it in these terms, you're like, oh, NVIDIA is selling chips to the big hyperscaler companies, the Mag 7, who's then building out the technology in the data centers. It's really kind of an agreement between these companies, right? Like these companies, 6 or 7 companies, are driving this entire boom. And what would happen if a handful of these companies just suddenly decided, maybe we don't want to spend as much money on chips and GPUs, maybe we don't want to build as many data centers? That's something that could cause this bubble to unravel. And we might already be seeing signs of that, everyone, because we had an interesting earnings report a couple days ago from Meta. Meta, everyone, they're the largest social media and advertising company in the world. They own Facebook, they own Instagram, they own WhatsApp. Meta just had its worst day in 3 years, dropping 11% on higher AI spend. Now, this was a really interesting earnings report that just came out yesterday, everyone, because Meta crushed it on revenue. Meta's revenue went up something like 20% year over year. Actually, revenue grew 26% year over year for Meta. So they had an amazing quarter on top line, but their stock dropped 11%. You can see the drop here, and it actually dropped more today. In the last 5 days, Meta's down 14%. Why is Meta down 14% after having an amazing revenue quarter? Well, let's read this article from CNBC. The shares fell after the social media giant boosted capital expenditures. They spent, I believe it was around $19 billion in the quarter. $19 billion in the quarter. Let's see if we can find that data. They expect their full year CapEx guidance to be 70 to 72 billion, but it was around $19 billion in the quarter. There's a graph here from Bloomberg showing Meta. Yeah, they're around $19 billion in CapEx spend. Now, why this is important, everyone, is that Meta got punished in the stock market by investors for spending too much on AI build out. So most of that CapEx from Meta is being spent on GPU chips and data centers. And even though they had an awesome quarter on revenue, their stock tanked because investors are saying, Meta, we don't like how much you're spending on this CapEx, on basically buying chips from NVIDIA, is what that's saying. And why this is alarming to me is that this could be one of the first opening salvos in some of these companies getting punished. The hyperscalers may be getting punished for spending too much on the AI build out. And if this were to continue another quarter, say Meta's stock went down another quarter in the future because of their AI spend, could Mark Zuckerberg all of a sudden feel like maybe we shouldn't spend as much on GPUs and data centers? And if that were to happen, NVIDIA, and I'm just kind of speculating here, but go with it. If that were to happen, NVIDIA would lose one of its 6 or 7 biggest customers and its revenue would drop a lot as a result. That's the risk here, everyone. There's so much concentration in this AI bubble among only a handful of players. And so if any one of these players or any of two of these players suddenly don't see the value in building the data centers and building out the big data center racks and spending the money on the GPUs and they pull back, it causes the whole bubble to unravel. And I'm speculating that Meta might be the first company potentially where we could see that in the next 6 to 12 months. Now, Meta is saying we're going to spend more. They're forecasting, according to this data from Bloomberg, that they're going to spend even more on CapEx in 2026. But we'll have to see if that happens. If their stock is going down 10%, maybe they're not. We can see Amazon also has huge CapEx spend. Microsoft has huge CapEx spend. Alphabet has huge CapEx spend. And why, again, this is important, everyone, is because the CapEx spend from the hyperscaler companies like Amazon, Meta, Google, Oracle, going to NVIDIA, and then NVIDIA investing back in some of these companies, especially in OpenAI. This cycle is driving the economy right now, right? One third of GDP growth is data center construction. Other estimates say it could be even higher related to AI overall. And then you have the wealth effect that comes from the stock market bubble. The enthusiasm around AI is pushing up stocks all across the stock market. And we have the most overvalued stock market in terms of adjusted earnings that we have seen ever, except for the dot-com bubble. So then say to yourself, well, what would happen if Meta were to just pull back on their CapEx spend? Well, then that would lower NVIDIA's revenue, and that would cause NVIDIA's stock price to go down. But that might just puncture the whole idea of an AI bubble to begin with. And this is also the other side of the equation that you got to focus on, is the stock market bubble. And I know a lot of people like to say we're not in a stock market bubble. So I know some of you out there might say like, oh, we're not in a bubble, but we are. According to the Shiller cyclically adjusted PE ratio, which takes the stock market capitalization for the S&P 500 and divides it by the trailing 10-year earnings, we're at a 40 cyclically adjusted PE ratio today in October 2025. That is the second highest PE ratio we have ever seen in the stock market, second only to the dot-com bubble in the late 90s. Legitimately, we have never seen stock market valuations persist at a level that they're at today. We've just never seen it in US history. The only two times that were close was the dot-com bubble and the late 1929 roaring 20s bubble. So we have an excessively overvalued stock market and an economy whose GDP growth is heavily reliant on a handful of companies in an arms race spending on AI and data center build-out. That's the lay of the land. So for those who, are saying to themselves, oh, this economy is great, right? Like this economy is good. Understand that it is, maybe on the surface it seems that way. Consumer spending is still holding up. Stock market's still high. GDP growth is still good, 3% GDP growth. But what's underpinning it, in my opinion, is very concentrated and could be kind of weak. And where this also again becomes relevant, everyone, because I just want you guys to understand what's happening in the economy, right? So stay with me on this. I'm showing you a lot of data. We're talking about the AI bubble. Is NVIDIA's stock going to plummet, right? Are the other stocks going to plummet? Is the economy going to hit a recession, right? The other side of this equation is consumer spending. So we got one third of GDP growth on data centers. What's the other two thirds of GDP growth right now? It's consumer spending. Consumers are still spending. Consumers have not really cut back spending, despite the weakness in, the lower end of the consumer, the middle end of the consumer. Consumer spending is still strong. And the reason that's the case, the reason consumer spending is still strong, is due to the fact that the top 10% of earners are driving a growing share of consumer spending, according to Bloomberg. So while the bottom half of spenders is struggling, the top 10% is doing well. And in fact, according to data from Moody's, 49% of consumer spending in the second quarter of 2025 was the top 10% of the income distribution. So according to Moody's data, the top 10% of the income distribution is half of the spending. So for those of you who are wondering, how do people keep spending? How does the revenue growth for a lot of these earnings reports still look good? It's because a smaller and smaller share of our population, a wealthier share of our population, is doing really well. They own stocks. They're participating in the NVIDIA stock rally. They're participating in the stock market rally, the S&P 500 being close to a record high, cyclically adjusted PE. And they're then spending as a result. They're then spending as a result. In comparison, the bottom 80% of the income distribution, or consumers making less than $175,000, have only seen their spending keep pace with inflation since the pandemic. So, wow, the bottom 80%, their spending is just keeping up with inflation. That's it. It's the top 20% driving the consumer spending and economy, which is related to the stock market bubble that we're in right now. So this is so interesting. What's supporting the economy? Why do the headline statistics look good? We have about seven hyperscaler companies, again, Google, Amazon, Meta, OpenAI, Oracle, Microsoft, doing huge CapEx spend on GPUs and data centers, sending money to NVIDIA. And then NVIDIA invests that money back into a lot of these companies and other startups. That there's that. And then there's the top 10 to 20% of income earners who are owning, who have big stock portfolios, who are loving the stock market right now, and who are spending as a result. Those are the two things keeping the economy afloat. Now, you know, we could have an argument about how long this is going to last for. Maybe it's going to keep going. You know, I can't totally tell you, right? It's not going to keep going. You know, maybe the AI bubble won't pop. Maybe it will keep going. But when you look at that, those like fundamental underpinnings of the economy, you got to scratch your head and say, how long is this sustainable? Especially with the labor market right now, everyone. Because this is the other piece of AI. In the short term, AI seems to be costing jobs in the economy, not growing jobs in the economy. So it seems like the initial response of some of the hyperscalers like Amazon is they are implementing the AI technology. They're buying the chips from NVIDIA, implementing the AI technology, building the data centers, and then laying people off. Amazon just announced planned cuts for 30,000 jobs going forward, and they just did 14,000 of those layoffs this week. So here's Amazon, 14,000 job cuts. Amazon, 14,000 job cuts. According to the Washington Post, what does that say about a new era of corporate downsizing? Executives have echoed Amazon CEO Andy Jassy's talking points, tying their job cuts to expected gains from AI and the need for more nimble operations. So we have Amazon laying off 14,000 workers. Now, at the same time, everyone, let me show you. Well, Amazon also just reported earnings. And get this. Get this, everyone. Amazon shares jump 11% as AI powers fastest cloud growth in years. Amazon shares surge 13% on revenue jump, strong cloud sales. So Amazon crushed it on revenue this quarter, everyone. They crushed it on revenue. 13% year-over-year revenue growth for Amazon. Yet what are they doing in response? They're laying off 14,000 workers. So, you know, you say to yourself, how does this math make sense? And how is this sustainable? Where if like the first reaction to AI from these big companies is to cut workforce, well, on an individual level, it might make sense for each of these companies to do it. They're profit maximizing machines. Amazon is a publicly traded company. Their fiduciary duty is profit to their shareholders. So they're looking at the ball game and they're saying, okay, we should do these job cuts. On an individual level, that might make sense for Amazon. But if a lot of companies in the economy do that at the same time, it's going to lead to a labor market recession and consumer spending is going to drop. So again, this is where we run into issues, right? A lot of people might say, oh no, the AI bubble is going to keep running. They're going to say people have been predicting for the last two or 3 years it's going to collapse. It hasn't. But here's the reality, folks. 14,000 job cuts at Amazon, right? And then earlier this week, UPS, they're not a tech company, but they're a big company. UPS cuts 48,000 jobs in management and operations. I'm going to guess this has something to do with AI. I'm going to guess there's efficiencies related to AI here, why UPS cut 48,000 jobs. So how long can this go on for? You know, AI starting to lead to layoffs. At the same time, the hiring rate in the US is at its lowest level since 2008. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there was only 3.2% hires as a percentage of the total workforce in August 2025. Prior to the pandemic, it was 3.9. You could see last time we saw 3.2 was December 08. So the hiring rate, companies hiring new positions, is at its lowest level since 2008. Okay, so the job market is already really weak on hiring. It hasn't been that weak on firing yet. So, like, we haven't seen mass layoffs. You know, we've seen some of these publicly traded companies do big layoffs like Amazon, but we haven't seen that across the entire economy. But one has to, again, wonder how long is it going to last where, you know, hiring is low and these companies are doing efficiency. And if more and more of these companies do efficiency, it's going to lead to an increase in layoffs. And my fear is when that happens, that's going to naturally reduce consumer spending. And when consumer spending goes down, revenue growth across the stock market will go down. And that's when you start to get problems. So that's the lay of the land right now, everyone. I'm curious what you think. You know, do you guys think it's an AI bubble? What do you think about the points I'm making? Do you think Nvidia at a $5 trillion market cap is real and legitimate? I'm actually live right now. I'm going to see some of your comments. I can tell out of the corner of my eye here. This is a very active live chat. So let's see. Let's see what's going on in the live chat. Let's see. One person says here, UPS cut due to a 50% projected drop in Amazon deliveries through its network. All right. That might be why UPS cut jobs, but it doesn't change the fact that they did cut 48,000 jobs. Where are those 48,000 jobs going to go when the hiring rate in the US is at its lowest level since 2008? So yeah, again, individually, all of these companies might have their own good reason to do a layoff. The problem is if a lot of companies at the same time think that while the hiring rate is low, you could end up with problems in the economy. Another person says this government work stoppage needs to last at least 61 days so that Trump can end a lot of government jobs. Well, we'll see what happens there. You know, there were some rumors that this government shutdown was going to result in job losses of federal workers. I would say that's another headwind, right? If we were to look at data on federal workforce, let's just look at the data on the federal workforce here. According to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, we could see here in the last 5 years, let's look at the last 10 years, amount of people with a federal job was 2.9 million prior to the pandemic. This is the amount of people who work for the US government directly, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That then surged all the way to over 3 million when Biden left office. Through August, that was cut by around 100,000. September is when the severance packages went in. So we would know there's going to be another big drop in jobs here from federal workers. And I think the way I think about the federal workforce and the economy is that it was a tailwind to the economy 2022, 2023, 2024. Federal workforce was growing. That meant more jobs. Federal workforce is now contracting and will contract more into the future, very likely, which is another headwind to hiring. And, you know, folks, you can make an argument that we should contract the federal workforce. I mean, there's arguments to be made that we could have a more efficient federal government, and maybe some more layoffs in the federal workforce could be a good thing in the long run. But again, I just want to shift our focus to the question of, is this a bubble, right? Is this a bubble in the economy? Is this a bubble in the stock market? And if we're seeing a loss of federal jobs, while Amazon's laying off 14,000 workers and UPS is laying off 48,000 workers, and the hiring rate is at the lowest level since 2008, that adds up to problems in the labor market, right? So that's kind of the point I'm trying to outline for you guys. And it just seems to me like the AI bubble is keeping this propped up. Now we have someone saying, as someone who uses AI in my job because they started paying it, it's a really good tool. I do my work faster, but I also have 10 years of experience in software development in the same small company. So we have a commenter here saying that they use AI in their job and it's a really good tool. I do my work faster, but I also have 10 years of experience in a software company. So I'll actually give you guys some feedback from myself. I run a tech company, ReVenture App. I hire software developers who work on the app. I've actually talked to them about AI and I also survey what they do. It does seem like AI does help software developer productivity. The point here isn't that AI isn't valuable. I believe AI is actually very valuable. And I think in the long run, we're going to be glad that we have AI. I'm bullish on it in the long run. But I think what seems to have happened here is we might have potentially concentrated, I'm just going to say maybe a decade to 15 years of CapEx spend might have been concentrated in 3 or 4 years. We might have taken 10 to 15 years of CapEx spend for what we actually need in terms of data centers and GPUs, and we might have concentrated it into a 4-year span, which has given the perception that, oh, like this is going to be a runaway growth forever, right? So Nvidia's revenues skyrocketing because all of these tech companies want to purchase the chips so they can have their AI software and increase their efficiency. So look at this, right? But here's the thing. We're already seeing the revenue growth slow, right? So Nvidia's year-over-year revenue growth, I mean, insane. 2024, their revenue growth was 262% year-over-year. But look at the revenue growth. It's already decelerating. It's down to 56% year-over-year. Now, folks, that's still amazing. 56% year-over-year revenue growth, nothing to sneeze at whatsoever. Nvidia is crushing it legitimately right now. Their profit margin's 50%. They're printing money. But we're already seeing their revenue growth slow. So in some ways, you could say we've already seen the peak of the bubble pass, legitimately in certain ways. Nvidia is going to have a tougher and tougher time keeping these revenue growth figures growing at the same rate. And again, take a look at the CapEx spend. Amazon's CapEx spend, $32 billion. They're projecting now that this CapEx spend is going to be flat over the next year. Microsoft is projecting, or at least Bloomberg is projecting, that the CapEx spend is going to be flat. Meta is projecting their CapEx spend is going to go up, which is funny because they just got penalized in their most recent earnings report for spending too much already. Alphabet's CapEx spend is projected to be flat. So we're already actually seeing this slowdown where it's not going to be runaway rising CapEx spend anymore. This CapEx spend in terms of growth is already slowing, which should mean lower revenue growth for Nvidia in the future unless they can diversify their sales base away from just the hyperscaler companies. Let's see, what do you guys think about all of this? Do you think it's a bubble? Another person says, if Nvidia cuts prices 50%, AI just roars faster. There are no dark GPUs, according to Cyprius. Okay, so the argument here is that if Nvidia were to lose, or say they were to give up profit margin, right, and cut prices, you're saying AI roars faster. Okay, if that's the case, we're already seeing Amazon, Microsoft, Alphabet forecast for CapEx spend. I mean, they're high, but they're stabilizing. We're already seeing a stabilization as far as that goes. So how would it roar faster if we're already seeing the slowdown take place? I think the other issue too is what's the ROI on this CapEx spend? You know, in a previous video, I broke down some data for you guys on how much money would need to be earned in revenue to justify this CapEx spend. It's in the trillions of dollars. The marginal value add from this CapEx spend needs to produce trillions in revenue in order to justify itself. Where is the trillions in revenue coming from? You know, another person says, dude, it's a death struggle. It goes on until there is a winner. This is another interesting point. So this user is saying it's a death struggle. It goes on until there's a winner, right? The point here is like Amazon, Microsoft, Alphabet and Meta are competing against each other to be the supreme AI company, right? Because the idea is like, we don't totally know what the gains are going to be yet fully, but we want to be number one. So they're just tripping over themselves left and right, right? But here's another point. What if these hyperscalers eventually figure out how to make their own GPUs? I think they're already starting to look into that, right? What if Nvidia has competition? What if eventually there's just natural deflation in the space for the hardware, the picks and shovels for this boom? That's how booms always work. When the boom first takes off, like the internet boom or even the gold rush, at first, the hardware needed for the boom is really expensive because everyone needs it at the same time. The longer the boom lasts, the more competition comes in terms of producing the hardware. So this is another point. What if one of these hyperscalers, Mag7 companies, develops their own GPU system? What if they find a way to fabricate the chips on their own? And to be clear, Nvidia actually doesn't manufacture the chips. They get the chips from Taiwan Semiconductor. NVIDIA's value add is like the GPU, setting up the GPU and the GPU processing. The overall point here is like to assume that this isn't a bubble. You have to make all types of assumptions of like what we know about how cycles work. It just aren't going to happen this time. And by the way, everyone, I mean, while some people say it's not a bubble, other people are out loud right now saying it's a bubble. Let's see if I can find where I had this here. Jeff Bezos, Sam Altman, some of these guys are already coming out and saying it's a bubble. Now, the NVIDIA CEO is saying, Jensen Huang is saying, no, it's not a bubble. NVIDIA CEO downplays AI bubble fears as he enlists new partners. So, NVIDIA CEO is going out on record saying, yeah, I don't really think it's a bubble. But if we look at some of these other, let's see, where is this? Let's see, where is this? I got a lot of tabs open here, trying to keep track of all these tabs. Where are we here? Oh, you know, an interesting comparison, everyone, is NVIDIA to Cisco. Now, for those of you who don't remember, the NVIDIA of the dot-com bubble was Cisco. And this is really interesting. So Cisco in the late 90s was kind of like NVIDIA is today. Cisco was selling the hardware to fuel the internet boom in the late 90s. And look what happened to Cisco's stock, everyone, in the late 90s. Their stock price went from $7 a share in 1996 all the way to $77 a share in 2000. So Cisco, I mean, look at this. It looks very similar to NVIDIA today. Then, oh my gosh. There was a massive collapse. Cisco's stock price went down by about 75%. And Cisco has still yet to get back to that previous peak. They're still a company. They're still profitable. Their market cap is still 300 billion. They were worth 500 billion in 2000. Again, very similar story. Selling the picks and shovels, selling the hardware for the AI boom. And you could see the massive collapse. You can see the massive collapse. And the other thing, right, is how transformational is this technology? And I want to be clear, I'm not saying again that AI isn't transformational. I think it is. But how transformational is it? Is it actually more transformational than the internet? That's a good question to ask. Like, what technology was more transformational? The internet and high-speed internet or AI? I would argue the internet and high-speed internet. By a mile, right? Think about it. Prior to the internet, to do research, what did you have to do? You'd have to like get in your car, drive to your library, check out an encyclopedia or check out a magazine and go through it. After the internet was invented, and high-speed internet especially, you could just stay at home and Google it, right? Now, what AI does, at least for a normal consumer, is that you can now be on your computer instead of having to Google it. And taking maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes to research it, you get the answer in a minute. So maybe prior to the internet, you'd have had to spend 2 hours doing that research. With Google and high-speed internet, you do 20 minutes, now it's 1 minute. I'm skeptical that AI is a more revolutionary technology than the internet. However, it seems to be being treated that way in the current cycle in the current environment. Again, you guys can let me know what you think. I want to hear your feedback. Again, I am live reporting on this topic. What are you all thinking here? I think this is a good point. Everyone needs the internet, not everyone needs AI. Now, I think someone who's a bull on AI would say, well, you say that now. Someone 20 years ago would have said you don't need the internet. So we don't totally know, like, AI is obviously still in its infancy. We're going to see a lot of use cases. But that's an interesting point. Another person says the internet is the hardware of AI. It's the foundation that connects, feeds, and powers every model. Great point. I think that supports the notion that probably the internet was more revolutionary. So if the internet bubble led to a 44 cyclically adjusted PE ratio for the stock market and was as or more revolutionary, why would this just not be a bubble today, right? And I know this is difficult for a lot of people because a lot of people have gotten used to seeing their 401ks go up. They've gotten used to the idea of like, I'm just going to own all these Mag 7 stocks and they're just going to go up no matter what. However, at some point, the fundamentals will rule the day, very likely, and things are going to regress down to income and earnings, right? And things are often going to re regress to the long-term average. And I again think about the consumer spending. Think about the consumer spending impact of this. The 40 cyclically adjusted PE ratio today for the stock market. and what that's doing for wealthy consumer spending. Again, wealthy consumers, top 10% drive half the spending. The top 10% of consumers who own a disproportionate amount of the stock market are half the spending. They used to be 35% of the spending. So what would happen to consumer spending in America if the stock market corrected by 20 or 30%? I think very likely you would see that top 10% of the income distribution tighten their belt if that were to happen. And again, let's just lay through how this would happen. Because I think we're already seeing the signs, everyone. This isn't even speculative. Meta had its worst day in 3 years. Its stock dropped 11% because the market punished them for spending too much on AI CapEx spend. So this just happened yesterday. So is Meta actually going to follow through with their current CapEx spend and their projected CapEx spend as a result of this? If they don't, it could lead to lower revenue for Nvidia and could puncture the notion of the AI bubble, and it could cause this 40 cyclically adjusted PE ratio for the stock market to go down, which then, if that happens, would likely cause wealthy consumers in the US who do 50% of the spending to cut back their spending. And the reason, again, I'm focusing on this so much, everyone, is I think we're already seeing all these warning signs play out now. I don't even think this is that speculative. It's very clear that the economy is being propped up by two pillars related to wealthy consumers who are heavily invested in stocks, spending a lot of money, and then seven or eight companies, six or seven companies, spending a lot on AI infrastructure and build out. This is an interesting point. DeepSeek is free. Why pay for American AI company? That's another great point. So, there's a lot of competition in AI. It's actually kind of a deflationary environment where there's all these models. There's like a new model every week, it seems, from a different company. Grok, we got Grok with X, we got Google Gemini, we have ChatGPT. Oh, and then we have DeepSeek in China. It just seems like there's a new model, more competition, tons of competition. How are these companies going to actually monetize the spend? How are they going to monetize the spend? Right? There's all this CapEx spend. I think it's around 350 billion right now from the Mag 7. How are they going to monetize the spend? Because here's the other thing about it, everyone. Not only do we, this isn't just a question of oh, was the first tranche of spending worth it? To keep the bubble going, they have to continue this spending into the future, right? To keep this bubble going, they can't stop. The spending has to keep happening. Because again, the spending already is 1% of GDP growth, like one third of GDP growth is the data center spending. So if they stop or they slow down, GDP growth slows. Nvidia's revenue goes down. So it's not just a matter of saying, oh, do I think AI is legit or not legit? Do I think this initial round of spending was legit or not legit? The question is, are they going to keep spending this amount for the foreseeable future? And are they potentially building over capacity right now with data centers? How many data centers do we need? And oh yeah, by the way, is there an electricity and energy cap in the short term on how much can be spent? We're already seeing reports in certain areas where there's data centers that there's skyrocketing electricity bills. Are we going to see certain states? Are we going to see certain cities ban data centers? Are we going to see, who knows who wins the midterms? Are we going to see legislation to slow it? I don't know, but that's another risk, right? It's like another risk of this bubble eventually slowing, eventually popping. Let's see. Well, here's an interesting point. Final Flash is saying they are lowering rates and printing money. Companies will be taking out loans. Companies will be taking out loans to do what? To do what? To buy more chips? Again, I'm just going to show you this article again. Meta is already being punished for spending too much. And Meta spends most out of free cash flow. Meta has tons of cash, and they're being punished already for their AI spend. Meta stock down 13.5% the last 2 days. Despite having awesome revenue, they're getting punished by investors for spending too much on CapEx. So I mean, okay, maybe this could diversify away from just being hyperscalers spending on GPUs and data centers. Maybe smaller, maybe mid-sized companies start doing it. I don't know. That could be one thing that happens, but it already seems like some cracks are forming in this notion that the spending is going to keep going forever. MIB Inc. says, we're going to pay for AI by paying extra on the power bill. Yeah, that's a good point. We are seeing electric costs go up a lot due to AI in certain areas. According to Bloomberg, AI data centers are sending power bills soaring. They talked to some people here in different areas around Baltimore. I guess Baltimore's energy bills are going up. AI data centers are sending power bills soaring. Wholesale electricity costs as much as 267% more. I'm going to zoom in on this, everyone, than it did 5 years ago in areas near data centers. So in 5 years, 270% increase in electric bills in areas near data centers. How is that sustainable? How is that sustainable? Maybe they'll find areas like new areas to build data centers where they haven't already. I don't know. Here, we're looking at a map in 2000 of what electric costs were per milliwatt hour. You could see here, I should say megawatt hour, $16 per megawatt hour on average in 2020. Today, it's significantly higher. Today, it's significantly higher. Wholesale prices have more than doubled since 2020 in some markets, but the increases aren't felt equally. Many areas with the biggest jumps, like Baltimore, Columbus, and Buffalo, are near data centers. So, you know, that's the other thing. Are we going to see energy costs, energy shortages? Another person is saying Meta is at a discount right now. The big beautiful bill required them to list $16 billion on their balance sheet, but that money will be redistributed to future quarterlies. Someone is saying, oh, maybe it isn't about CapEx spend, why Meta went down. It was a $16 billion charge from the big beautiful bill. I would say if that were the case, their stock wouldn't have gone down 12%. I think people would have seen through that being a one-time charge. I think the bigger issue is what most of the reporting contends. And that's that Mark Zuckerberg said they plan to increase their CapEx spending in 2026. Investors did not like that. Another person says this is tragic. Companies are just using AI to lay off fat, but have yet to tell us how AI is specifically helping them. I think this is the biggest point about my contention, everyone. I want you guys to see this comment, but it's a very good one. Companies are just using AI to lay off the fat, the excess in the company, excess labor. But have yet to show us how AI is specifically helping them drive revenue. And I think that's like a great point, right? If AI were this truly revolutionary technology in the short term that was going to cause this insane productivity boom in the economy and everyone was going to be happier and wealthier, right? Why would these companies be doing massive layoffs? You know, I think we keep hearing this narrative that tech companies overhired during the pandemic. Right. Amazon maybe overhired, Meta overhired, Google overhired during the pandemic. Certainly true. I mean, the employment during the pandemic went insane in the tech companies. And so some people talk, you know, they refer to it as like pruning, right? Pruning the workforce, lowering the workforce back to a more normal level, which again sounds reasonable, right? But I would then counter again, if this technology that they're spending $300 billion on between the Mag 7 in a year in CapEx is truly revolutionary in the short term. Why would you lay off staff? Why would you be doing mass layoffs? Why would you be hurting your brand that way? Why wouldn't you retrain the people who are on your team? Amazon has all the money in the world. They could easily set up an AI training program and retrain the people in their company. They're not doing that. They're laying them off, which I think is, again, another sign. Let's see. We have some people saying that it is. We have a DevOps engineer who uses Claude Code right now, doing 40 hours of work for me in 2 hours on a Friday. That's just my experience. So we have a software developer saying, basically saying AI is revolutionary. It is amazing. He's saying he's reduced 40 hours of work to 2 hours of work due to AI. I mean, that's amazing if true, right? I mean, that's a massive productivity gain. In terms of software development. Okay, now let's look at this. Software developer job openings in the US, data from Indeed. Let's look at, so, how is AI impacting software developers? Is it, if this is like the main industry, let's just say this is the main value add right now of AI is software development, and it makes engineers more efficient. Let's see what's going on in the job market for engineers, software development. Prior to the pandemic, Indeed had an index level of 100 for software developer job openings. That went up to 222, 228 in 2022. It has then since plummeted by 70%. So software developer job openings in the US have plummeted by 70% in the last 3 years. And there have been absolutely no gains. And in fact, in the last year, the job openings have gone down even more. So we have this interesting situation. Okay, AI is revolutionary, according to this DevOps engineer. 40 hours of work gets reduced to two. Huge productivity gain. In terms of actual jobs, they don't exist. The job hiring is cut by 70% over the last 3 years. So again, this is my point. I'm not saying AI isn't revolutionary. I think it is in some ways. But where are we seeing any evidence that there's actual tangible gains for Americans, for consumers, for workers? It's not showing up anywhere. We're only seeing Amazon and other companies cut labor costs. So when does this transition into being something revolutionary for Americans and workers? Because if this continues, Amazon cutting 14,000 jobs, UPS cutting 48,000 jobs, all types of other layoffs happening right now, if this continues, we will have a labor market recession. So for the people again who say it's revolutionary, explain to me how we get from having a massive collapse in job openings for software developers in the industry where it's most impactful, to there being a recovery. I think that's the thing where, like, it doesn't seem like AI bulls are actually able to really explain that. All right, we have another person saying, my company is now restricting the use of AI because they raise prices. So probably the bubble gonna burst because people are not gonna pay. Hold on, let's just, my company is now restricting the use of AI because they raise prices. So probably the bubble gonna burst. I'm not sure I know what that means. We have another person say, it's this, a person posting, since this is about housing, talk about how AI will not revolutionize trades and people need to rapidly move into education and trades. That's a good point. Could we be seeing like a cosmic shift, a sizable shift in the demand for jobs in America? This was very much the last 3 decades, 2 decades, especially a white collar job market in the US. Professional services hiring, IT hiring drove the US economy the last 2 years. Are we going to need to see trades drive the economy into the future? Well, let's just talk about that. Is there going to be demand for trades? Well, let's look at what the home builders are doing. What are the home builders doing right now? We can see that a bunch of the home builders are now doing layoffs. Home builder layoffs rise, especially in Texas and Florida, as the housing market shifts, according to Fast Company. So we have these layoffs now occurring in the home building industry. We're actually seeing this residential construction workers. Let's see here, residential construction workers. How are the jobs going for residential construction workers, according to the BLS? You could see in the last year, it peaked in May 2025, and there's fewer and fewer jobs since then for residential construction workers. There's also another one called specialty trade contractors. Let's see, specialty trade contractors, construction. Let's see, residential specialty trade contractors. This is also going down. That peaked in 2024. So I think you might be right. We'll probably have more long-term demand for trades. Like some of these people in white-collar jobs might need to transition to trades. But even in trades, even in residential construction, layoffs are now happening. And so this is again my point. Like each time a point is made about like, oh, let's shift the jobs to someplace else, there'll be demand for trades. Oh, no, the housing market's in recession also. Housing market's in recession, builders are laying people off. Builders have the most inventory on their lots in 15 years. Another person says, everyone knows that AI is still a work in progress. There's rapid AI investment so that they can fire everyone and the oligarchs can own everything. That is the revolution. That's kind of funny. I mean, I can understand how you would think that, Thomas, given what's going on currently. Another person says this is temporary layoffs in this cycle. What does that mean, temporary layoffs in this cycle? I mean, that's the definition of a recession, right? A recession doesn't last for that long. a year to 18 months, we're seeing the layoffs happen. Another person says it means the cost of AI is increasing, and since it won't be cheap to use AI in the future, companies would eventually stop using AI. Ah, I see. That was a response to the previous person who said their company put a pause on using AI. Yeah, so maybe the cost of AI. I've heard rumors of like maybe some model degradation, and that like the advancement in AI capabilities isn't happening as fast as people think. There was an interesting study someone sent to me. Let's see if I can find it, everyone. Yeah, this was really interesting. There's a study that came out a couple months ago that said that experienced software developers assume AI would save them a chunk of time. But in one experiment, their tasks took 20% longer. This was like a study done that said that AI tools actually made software developers less productive, which is so counterintuitive. We just had a software developer saying 40 hours of work goes to two. But this study and some other people I've talked to say that potentially, if software developers don't use AI in the right way and just use it to just build all the code, it makes them less productive, because then when there's bugs in the code, they don't know how to fix the bugs and they don't actually understand the code. And I'm sure a good developer would understand not to use it that way, but maybe potentially AI isn't as efficient for all people, all developers, as people think. There was also another study done that I just want to show you, everyone. It was done by MIT, and this study by MIT showed that 95% of generative AI pilots at companies are failing. 95% of generative AI pilots at companies are failing. So again, folks, the whole point of this, again, right, just to go back to NVIDIA's revenue growth, because I think NVIDIA's quarterly revenue growth is the symbol of the AI bubble, right? NVIDIA's revenue growth, their income growth is huge. It's driving to NVIDIA to be the most valuable company in the world, $5 trillion market cap. And this is really the symbol of what's going on. And this is like the GDP growth is happening here. The stock market wealth is happening here. Is this going to continue? Is NVIDIA still going to be able to continue selling the chips? 95% of generative AI pilots at companies are failing. So we have 95% of companies doing AI pilots, they're failing. Yet we have the six to seven large companies still just buying tons and tons of chips because they're in an arms race with each other. How sustainable is that? Another person says, go Dodgers. Oh, yeah, is the World Series going on right now? I stopped watching, everyone. I'm a Yankee fan. So I've been a Yankee fan since 1996. That was like the first time I remember liking sports. The Yankee dynasty. I grew up outside New York City. And I was a huge Yankee fan. They won four World Series in 5 years. They won in 2009. The Yankees have not won in over 15 years. They got knocked out by the Blue Jays. I don't know who to root for, the Blue Jays or the Dodgers. I don't like either team. Maybe no one will win the World Series. That would be my hope. Let's see. Another person is saying AI has just moved to the abstractions up. Software engineers are no longer just code monkeys. Everyone on my team has an entire product they basically own from end to end. Okay, that's a fair point. So we have someone saying that AI is enabling software developers to actually up-level their game, and basically, are you almost saying like own a product, essentially become product owners? Dave Johnson says, "Good one, the best ever baseball team, Nick. That's like liking the Celtics." Are you being sarcastic? I don't know if you're being sarcastic. I grew up outside of New York, so of course I'm a Yankee fan. A Yankee fan. I'm a Giant fan. I'm a New Jersey Devils fan. Those are my three favorite teams. And I'm actually in Albany right now, and I can't watch the Devils, and it's really annoying. Another person says, "We are definitely in a bubble, but which inning are we in? The seventh, eighth, or ninth?" That's a great question. To answer that question, let's go back to NVIDIA's revenue growth, everyone. And I look, folks, for those of you that stuck with me through this video, I appreciate it. A lot of data, a lot of really intensive questions, and focus on is AI really legitimate? I think this is the question. What inning are we in? NVIDIA's revenue growth peaked at 262%. So this was probably like mid-2024 was like the peak of like the full thrust into AI, right? And obviously the valuations have increased since then. But NVIDIA's revenue growth is slowing. It's slowing, it's slowing, it's slowing 56% year over year. What is it going to be next quarter? Is it going to slow again? I think it might. And if we see one of these big Mag 7 companies lower their AI spend, CapEx spend, that could be the signal. If I had to just guess, everyone, and this is speculation, I would say we're in probably the sixth to seventh inning, is what I would say. There's still probably some runway left. But as we see NVIDIA's revenue grow slow, if it does continue to slow, that would be a huge signal. I would look at that stat, everyone. What's NVIDIA's revenue growth year over year? And look, everyone, unfortunately, my camera just died. So I guess we've run out of time here. But I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Let me know what you all think about the AI bubble in the comments. Do you agree?